Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I wanted to give you an update about the man that died from the 100-foot fall. It was in Greenville, Tennessee. I think you all know that. It was a gentleman named Alan Lee Cotton, and he was from Sumter, South Carolina. He was apparently 44 years old, and he was working at about 105 feet, and he had two workmates with him. One guy was above him, working on the other side of the tower. And he was doing some different stuff, but he was trying to, he wasn't looking. He was looking up and what he was working on. The other guy was on the ground, but he was in the truck working on the laptop. So, you know, this is a typical scenario if you ever done tower work. And next thing you know, I guess they didn't see anything that happened. Next thing they knew, he was on the ground. So it happened just before noon on December 18th, which was Thursday. And the men were all employed by Central USA Wireless. There's no details on what happened just yet, but OSHA's been called and the state authorities have been called, the state law enforcement, and they're all going to investigate. And I have two new links in there. One's for the Greenville News. It's AM channel there, WGRV 1340. They wrote an article about it, and then the other link just explains a little more about it. But yeah, they were all employed by Central USA Wireless, they're just trying to figure out what happened. Right now, it's an investigation. Nobody's really sure what happened. So I'm sure when OSHA gets on site and starts updating everything, they'll give us some more information. But it's a shame because, you know, it makes number 12 this year. I hate to put a number on it and make it a statistic because this man, Alan Lee, was 44 years old. I mean, that's no youngster, so I don't know what was going on there. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happened. Let's not jump to any conclusions just yet. Let's just wait till we hear what happened. All right, everybody, let's just say prayers for this man's family and wish him the best. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. And I put a blog out today because I heard from Liz Day over Twitter that another climber died today. He fell 100 foot down in Greenville. He was in Greene County, Tennessee, and according to the EMS director in the area, Robert Sane, he died on West Van Road, and it's another fatality. This makes 12 this year. We don't have any more details. I just want to let everyone know what was going on. I have two links in there. If you guys know anything, give me some feedback. I'd appreciate it. We just want to get to the bottom of what happened here, and I just want to let everybody know. As we get more information, I'll update the blog, okay? Everyone, it's a holiday season. I know we're all distracted. Be smart. Be safe. Pay attention to what you're doing. We all want to get home safe for the holidays, okay? It's one of those things that I don't know what happened here, obviously, but we just want to be as careful as possible. And I know schedules are crazy. We all want to get home, but just take your time. Do things right. Do things safe. And get home alive. Okay? Take care, everybody.